So a colleague of mine traveled over the weekend. You probably heard of him before. Ifeemi Andrew. He was just with you on the Morning Crossfire and he shared pictures and videos of his interesting journey just down Warri. Warri ordinarily is about 2 hours away. He spent 10 hours trying to get to Warri over the weekend. Well, the floods are still here. We're hoping, and I see a lot of people with their hands crossed, praying that the waters start to recede. And why it's so important for Bayelsa is because Bayelsa is a major tributary through which all of this water is going to get into the Atlantic Ocean. Yes, that's how it is, sadly. Well, we do hope that the waters start to recede. We do hope some respite from the rains. However, the weatherman is saying we should expect rain later on today. Temperatures of about 26 degrees centigrade. So once again, please be advised. Now, if you are listening to us any part, from any part of the Niger Delta, our first conversation is definitely going to intrigue you. Now, we start off this morning looking at tackling unemployment in Rivers State. We'll talk about the flooding and the education thereof later on from 10 o'clock. And then our final conversation will be about immigration challenges. But I take you, ladies and gentlemen, to a recent comment by River State's own Governor Yesu Wike, the 001 of this particular area. The governor said that he plans to increase the number of his special assistants to 100,000. Now, this appointments caused a lot of stir last week. And the governor said, look, it's not the first time. Why is everybody, you know, making a big deal about it? But this is our point of conversation this morning. And I quote him, and I'm reading from China Television website where, you know, it was recorded. Let me quote him once again. This is the governor's statement, not my statement. Okay. Now, so, after appointing 14,000 special advisors and 319 ward liaison officers, okay, the governor said, look, it may get up to more than this. It can get up to 100, right? Okay. Now, the governor said, we met this morning and we are going to increase it to 100,000. They are all Rivers people. And he said the number of the appointees. Is it not, once again, this is Governor Wike speaking, is this not the duty of government to reduce poverty? Is it not the duty of government to empower its people? Right? That's what he's saying. Is it not the duty of government to empower the people, reduce poverty? And then later on, it was asked, how much are you going to pay these appointees? The governor retorts, that is not your business to know how much they'll be paid. But by the time they are paid, you ask, he maintained. All well and good. You know, something about confidentiality agreements and things like that. Fair enough. But this is the question. Would the appointments that the governor is making adequately address unemployment and underemployment in the state? There's unemployment and then there's underemployment. You see, for someone to be underemployed basically means the person is not applying himself or herself to the maximum capacity of whatever task that is laid before him. People who are usually underemployed usually are in places where they can't use their skill set appropriately. They have way too much time on their hands. So sometimes you find them sleeping. Sometimes you find them selling gari at the shops or at the office even. You know, they are underemployed. Now, these appointees, do you think that these appointees will adequately address unemployment and underemployment in River State? Once again, yours truly took a walk around town. Particularly, I love the newspaper stands where people sit and digress and, you know, and digest the stories they read from the papers. And it got me thinking, as some of them were talking, says all of these people the governor is going to employ. One person said, are they going to be gainfully employed? Meaning, in the Nigerian parlance, for you to be gainfully employed, that when they employ you, you still have some money to employ somebody else. So if your salary is maybe 200,000, I'm sure you can afford a cleaner who will clean your house for maybe 15 or 20,000 naira a month. Is that what's going to happen here? I don't know. But I would love to get to hear your view on the subject matter.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. Inside Rivers this morning, we take a look at the planned, the appointment so far, and then the planned increase of the appointees by the River State government. Now, the governor is saying, look, it's the responsibility of the governor, of the government, to empower its people. Now, these individuals, whatever they are, how many, whatever number that they are, the question we're asking this morning, is this going to address underemployment and unemployment? Two different things, underemployment and unemployment. Go onto social media, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. That's where you find us on Facebook this morning. Also on Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH. Those of you who have enough data and you'd like to get to send us a message via WhatsApp and Telegram, the number to do so is 0809-030-6416. 92.3, hello Port Harcourt. Good morning to you.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
Jinke Daniel Imogeto Zwako. Can somebody from Abia State contribute?
Yes, please. Why not?
Okay. I think my take on this issue is that I don't see a nation developing in that manner. Because from what I hear, I may not know much, but it's like political appointment that will end immediately the governor's tenure expires. And I ask, this number of people, how productive are they in the 21st century? How productive, or will they just end salary for not doing anything, nothing productive, nothing that will justify their pay in the 21st century? I don't know where a nation like now, he said others did it before him. Must we remain the way, black man, the way we are? Are we progressing or retrogressing? I don't see a nation moving forward with all these political appointments. Is it industry where somebody will manufacture something and then earn salary from? Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Well, most of these appointees are going to be in all of the areas, you know, reporting, making sure that the government apparently gets to know what the various wards are in need of, or what the, in quotes, latest in those areas are, so that, you know, it's got a chain of command. You know, you report to A reports to B, B reports to C, and, you know, kind of like it's a cascading event. Now, interestingly, somewhere around Rumokuta, right, Rumokuta, you know, the bridge is being constructed, so the newspaper stand that used to be at the junction is no longer there. But interestingly, just around the shop there, you know, where some people are still be able to sell close to the market, you know, walking by and, you know, eavesdropping, all these people are going to, you know, employ right now. What exactly are they going to be doing? You know, what exactly it is are they going to be doing for the River State people? 923, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Einda.
Einda, it's a pleasure to have you join us this morning. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Pardon?
Welcome.
Okay, yeah. So, the matter on ground now is, for me, I don't see it as employment. I see it as stipend.
Oh, really?
Let's go ahead.
You don't see it as employee, you just see it as a stipend for 100,000 people.
It's not an employment. What is employment? Is it something that has short term? If there is no longevity on this. The truth is, we know the governor. All these things he's doing, election is coming forth. These are soldiers, people he's planting to make sure that he wins election. That's his strategy. One of his strategies, if you don't know this, that's exactly what is coming up. How can 100,000 persons be your advisor.
Special advisor.
How will your eardrum look like? At the end of one day.
Well, it's not going to sit down. It's not going to sit down with all 100,000. Hello, it's not going to sit down with all 100,000 and listen to them all at once. That's going to be impossible. But anyway, what do we know? 92.3. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Good morning, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Yeah, I think for me is maybe we can change the name to empowerment.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he did mention that.
But we should be happy because before now they were talking about employment. Now the government wants to employ. They are complaining. Mm. When they were talking of employment, what did they ask the government to employ them to do?
Okay, so that's the question. Do you think these appointments are going to help address...
Huh?
Hello, can you hear me?
What are you saying?
Okay, so the question is, do you think these employments or appointments will address unemployment and underemployment in the state? Do you think it will help?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because, like, empowerment. If you empower somebody from now to, I don't know how much you'll be paying, but whatever amount, if you are wise, you can save this money, maybe at the end of the day, you need to start up your own business. So I think he's doing a good thing. And now the opposition party will not see what to campaign with, because before now it was not employment. Now that he has covered that area, I don't know what they will. Let them talk of this flood now.
Okay.
And forget about the employment.
All right. Thank you very much. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yes. Hello, Port Harcourt. My name is Ibiso from Odile Road.
Good morning, Ibiso.
This is dual employment.
Why do you say so? The governor has announced
it. Employment? They are not productive. And we are fighting against close workers. You still want to employ 100,000 people as advisors on what? Choose.
Special advisors.
It's good. Are they converted into the schools I want? And now you said when you pay them, people will hear how much you are paying them. This, when they are saying we are fighting against ghost workers, this is part of, this is encouraging ghost workers. Because you are employing 100,000 people on one ground.
Well,
when you say from the opposition, we are all reverse indigenous. I'm paying my tax in reverse state. So everybody have right to express their own feelings.
So you don't feel this appointment is going to improve the unemployment and underemployment scenarios in the state?
I refuse to take a job that will bring cost to my children.
How so? That's a very wild allegation there, Ibiso.
Yes, why I say that? So on this employment, you see, now civil servants are crying, pensioners are crying, for their money. You are employing this one they are employing. We don't know what I'm going to do. Now they take a look at the task force. Beating, throwing, putting crazy on people's in this on the road. Is it a cause? An old woman that is telling something, and you go to maybe distract him, and that woman cry and curse you.
But the old woman was advised not to sell on the side of the street.
Let me tell one thing. Because when I call on this thing, when I employ these people, they didn't give a proper decision. Do you know that anybody that they employ, most people that they employ with tax force, first thing that comes to their mind is how to make money. Even now they say, okay, this is Nigeria issue. This is 5 meters away from the road. Don't sell something. And now somebody, after that 5 meters or 10 meters, is going to sell something. These same people that are not educated, they will go and be sort of something like that. They're selling at that place. Meanwhile, they say, some distance. So this people that are distressed, they are not selling something on the road. I went to Chris Market, and I saw many people, they are daily at Chris Market.
Mm.
No shop, and the government are taking revenue. So the people that are selling at Chris Market on the road, that they are paying levy, which people are taking the revenue.
That's another question for another time. That particular scenario where people are not, you know, able to sell or display their wares in shops, but still get to remit some form of taxation to some groups. It's a big worry. Good morning, Jude. David here says, let's see the list when it comes out. We shall know if the appointment is in audio or not. For me, we should just empower the entire state. At least let everybody get some money. Yes, it's better to employ workers now that can be sacked later on. Interesting.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Half past nine. It's a wonderful morning here in the city of Port Harcourt. As it is now, still bright skies, so but you must be reminded there is a warning about rain later on today. So yes, please be advised. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, our first conversation inside Rivers is about the appointment made by the governor last week, talking about Yunsu Wike. And now he stated that, look, the numbers may just get up to 100,000 in total. Now, my question is, following comments made by the governor himself, and once again, I'm reading from the excerpts of that interview. He says, is it not the duty of government to reduce poverty? Is it not the duty of government to empower its people? Yes. No. So now I'm asking, these appointments, are they going to, in a way, address underemployment and unemployment in the state in particular? Because they're going to be at police stations, whatnot. So what make you of this? Please, you can send us a message, 0809-030-6416. Our social media handle is @NigeriaInfoPH for Facebook and Twitter. Also, we are live on Instagram. Oh, I think we're live, but we have an Instagram handle. It's @NigeriaInfoFM, @NigeriaInfoFM_PH. All right, so get on there and follow. Once again, please be advised, refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't go and see it or hear it, it means you should not make any comments about it. Do not make any unsubstantiated claim.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, Let's Talk.
Nigeria 3, hello Port Harcourt. Good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, dude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yeah, my name is Essien.
Welcome, Essien.
My own contribution is that we need to appreciate the governor. I want to use my faith to set example. There was a time that I was looking for a job. There was nothing. One of my cousins linked me to, for me to be rose about in Egypt, in a land week. And that job was just last 4 months. That 4 months, they were paying me 100,000 naira every month.
Okay.
And I want to tell you, at the end of that 4 months, I was having 400,000 naira.
Yes.
Plus the bonus that they were paid, 50,000, it was 450,000.
Okay.
Dude, I want to tell you today, that money has made me to become something today.
Good.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
So if governor decided to showcase, he can decide to say, I will not employ anybody. Nobody will beat him. Nobody will do anything. They will just talk. But now, he has come up to say, okay, this is what I want. Even though it's 100,000 naira, at the end of 7 months, somebody that has a skill, a friend to do business, honestly, that money will, it will bring people out from poverty. So that is how it is, you.
Asen, you make a lot of sense there. You
I hear what I'm saying.
Yes, I do, and you are making sense there.
Honestly.
So people should appreciate that. It's not everything time that government will do something. People will criticize, they will cost, they will talk all manner of, you know, this thing. At least for one, let people use, you know, their senses and begin to do things. He can decide to say, I will not do anything till I left the seat. Nobody will call him. Nobody will hold him. But at least of, he said it's what he wants to do. At least of, at the end of 7 months, even though 100,000, you, at least of, if you can save 400,000, you can take 400,000 and put your business tomorrow, at least of 6.1 years,
yeah,
you cannot remain in that 400,000. I'm using myself as a sample. So that is like this.
Thank you very much, SCM. SCM is making a lot of sense. What exactly is the problem with these kinds of, as it were, empowerment? Now, someone here sends a message. Say, good morning. What the government, is doing is a political appointment, not employment. Say, guide your listeners. All right. Employment and appointment are not the same. The governor was explicit in his words. He says appointment of advisors. Yes, appointment of advisors. Now, which is why this conversation had to be had. Now, let's get to the definition of appointment. All right. An act of assigning a job or position to someone. That is an appointment. And sometimes some of these appointments could last 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, you know, whatever duration it is, political or not, it does happen. During that time, you'll be paid, which is why the question has to be asked. So if this appointment comes through, right, and the government says it's going to get to 100,000, will it help address, you know, the underemployment and unemployment? The last caller says yes, that he has had is he has been a beneficiary of something of a similar nature. All you have to do is save whatever money that you can save, and maybe after the duration of that contract or whatever it is, you can start off on your own business. It's clear and simple. Doesn't look like rocket science now, does it? Yeah. But in any conversation, you are bound to have those who will probably go, not quite seeing it exactly as it is, or no, it's not there, or yes, I support it. Yeah, so that's what it is. My 2.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning and welcome.
I think in the history of mankind, Governor Wike has broken a record to deliver 100,000 persons in 6 months from poverty, joblessness, and illiteracy. In turn, growing the IGR of River State at least by 30%.
Have you done these calculations? Are you getting statistics from the MBS? Because, you know, it's...
I'm doing my calculation. I don't need MBS to calculate this for me.
Interesting.
My calculation. If this 100,000 person at the end of the month can take their salary, 50% of the salary, to the local economy to buy and sell, to pay the debts they are owing, to invest into one or two things, what do you think would happen to that economy? We call it what currency. The currency must circulate.
So, yeah.
Today, people have projects that are abandoned because there is no money. Currency is not in circulation. People have a lot of business ideas. They don't know where to have funds or money from. But with this engagement the government is about to give to some reverse youths, they will also engage others that will help them manage one or two businesses. Now, currency will circulate. Projects that have been abandoned will start working. The cement seller, clothes seller, shoe seller. Let's be honest. The economy is not moving because there is no money. But now he wants to pay people, take money for your service well done. So Governor Wike have done so much for us. To be honest with you, some of my proteges are beneficiary of this same project.
Interesting.
Yesterday, Sunday, some of them have already submitted their particular credentials and everything.
To become appointees of...
Appointees. Okay. And I've already congratulated them because they deserve it.
Okay.
See, I stand to be corrected. The intention of Governor Wike is that every household must produce at least two persons. If not your husband, your wife, or your sons, or your daughters. The truth is this. If you don't have a good mind, good things will not come to you. If you have a positive spirit, you will attract positive things. Oh, no, Topo. Sorry, before I leave this point, you were talking about underemployment.
Yes.
Today, even the civil servants, today, tell me what are they producing. 80% of our civil servants are underemployed. How much is their salary? And most of these civil servants, tell me what are they producing? Nothing. They go there, sit down for money tonight, and you tell them, is it not worse than what Governor Wike is about to do? The civil servant and these appointees, tell me both of them who are viable. These appointees, they will be given responsibility to be good citizens. They will be given opportunity to speak for their state. They will be given opportunity to monitor certain movements of logistics in their states. They will be given responsibility to man certain responsibility where the government eyes may not get to. But look at the civil servants. They go to work, they sit down for money tonight, they do nothing. They don't produce soap, they don't produce pepper, they don't manufacture anything, and the government is spending billions of naira on this particular set of organization, which we call civil servants. May God bless Governor Wike and the generation, Mr. Zion.
All right, thank you very much. Zion, WhatsApp and Telegram, 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right, send us a message. Also, we're going to get to enjoy your view this morning. Now, good morning, Judas. For me, this is not unemployment as my name is not included. But unfortunately, the state government or any government cannot employ everybody. You know, already the country is already talking about an overly bloated government, you know, with all the various parasitals and, you know, things like that. So, no government in the world can employ everybody. All right, okay, now. Even at the type of election, I still wouldn't vote. After all, this it's all River State money, and I'm a Rivers man. Harry from Old Jerry is not happy with it, Harry. All right, the employment or appointment is strictly for certain members who have been trenchant loyalty to who have trenchant loyalty to Wike and all his stands for, whether good or bad. The employment or appointment is not for the generality of Rivers people. It is tailored towards the 2023 elections at the different units. The exercise is of no cumulative value to River State Godspower. Hey, Godspower, I don't know if you listened to our last caller. He said, hey, it's going to help everybody. Yes. Hi, 2.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning, you.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Welcome.
Good. Okay, Jude. I'll try to manage my time with you.
Yes,
I'll
please.
Give you some little analysis based on what the governor of River State has just done. Most of us, we are not blind. We know what is going on. If Governor Wike, if you want to play a very good, clean, and intelligent policy, and he starts from the one in enter office and start empowering the 100,000 river indigenous, okay, whatever, and empower them, pay them every month. After 12 months, they lock those people up. The next year again, they bring in another one. So before the 8 years, you know, he has empowered about 800,000, right? Now, if you now go back to statistics, okay, everybody may not be able to get that money well.
True.
Those that go to live, they have to 10%. We'll be able to see what they have done at the end of the day. Now, let's move back to federal government and end power.
Okay.
You see, end power in general, he doesn't know if he doesn't know PDP, Afghan, so on and so forth. I didn't benefit from a leader, not only a family member, those of my friends that did that, they are the commander to the moral barrier on that. So this one is just political buhaha. I will call it Jude. It is a waste of funds and it should channel it appropriately. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for your contribution, and we want to get to hear as many sides of this conversation. Don't forget, the focus is on the underemployment and unemployment here in River State. All right, moving on to Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. So you find us on Facebook and Twitter. The question I asked this morning: would the appointments of Governor Wike adequately address unemployment and underemployment in the state? All right, so you can get on there and follow us. Then you can drop your comments on the subject matter. Same thing with on Facebook as well. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, Mr. Jude.
Good morning.
Are you hearing me, Mr. Jude?
Yes, we can hear you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I strongly say that what Mr. Wike did is a very good idea.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Apologies. Oh, okay. Apologies. All right, let me get to read a few messages before I get onto Facebook. Seems to be a bit of a debate on Facebook. All right, okay. This is a nonsense. All right, it's made up. If you want to engage people, engage them with valuable ventures. So what would they be doing? I don't get to listen to people. Listen to these people doesn't make me straight. I think Nigeria deserves the kind of leaders that they have. How about, I think some of us need to leave this country. Oh, speaking about leaving the country, we'll be talking about that later on. At 11 o'clock, that'll be our major conversation. I overheard a colleague, I think it was Denise, was it on Thursday, you know, talking about the Japa season. I can't wait to share with you some interesting views on that matter later on. So 11 o'clock, major conversation. You don't want to miss it. 9.3, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning, Kenny Andrews.
Good. This is Jude, please. Good morning.
This is Herbert calling from Okrika.
Good morning, Herbert.
Yes, the government employing 10,000 Rivers ZPDP members or Rivers ADG.
He didn't say. But, he just says appointment. Did not say.
Okay. But the truth is that the government has a lot of things to do. Civil service, he has not attended to. He has not done anything as regard to that.
That's a very broad
if you go down and check our schools, there is nothing to write home about. So you need to settle most of these things. Payment of pensioners, promotion of civil servants, and things like that. But they have not done that. Maybe he's going to employ this. So it is disappointment to me is for political reasons.
Well, whether political
it's
or not,
for political reasons.
Hold on. Whether for political or not, won't it help the economy in the area? Somebody gave an analysis about, you know, people not able to maybe pay for other things because they're going to be earning money for a period.
Yeah, right. Actually, it will help the economy. But we are saying that you should do the right thing. There are things you need to attend to, not to immediately because of his selfish gain, because of what he wanted to achieve in 2023. He now immediately appointed these people and is going to pay them. About the people who are already working, helping the state to develop. What happened to them? Thank you, Mr. Andrew.
It's Jude, but thank you very, very much for sharing your views. All right, thank you very much. All right. Now, you can call it whatever you want. It is empowering people to feed. After all, the Minister of Finance has been sharing money for people all over the country, even north, with under different names. The governor said clearly that it's time for stomach infrastructure. Godfrey, with that comment. Interesting. Okay. All right. All right. Esther Item said, when Ayade named thousands of political appointees in Cross River State, he said he was, in quotes, bringing them to the table to eat and to empower them. Now, the other day, one made news for threatening to harm himself because he could not pay maternity fees for his pregnant wife. It turns out he was pulled out of a regular job to become a political appointee and they are not paid. Okay. All right. Interesting. 9.3. Good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Oh, dear. Apologies. If you can't hear me, I can't hear you as well. If you can, I can't hear you. Please do bail us and call again. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is John. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Welcome, John.
If I overheard the governor clearly on the way he was functioning, I think for the line flyover, he said to himself that he has done well. I mean, he has been able to deliver on the area of infrastructure to the people of River State. So it is now time to focus on the tumor. I heard it very well, clearly, on the national team. So the flyover that he's doing, some people who are hoping this is entirely political, and the political does not empower his enemy. If you are in APC, you don't empower PDP, party people. So the flyover he's doing, is it only PDP people that, that are using it? So the question is, how important is this appointment?
Yeah.
The people who names have to be there. Let me tell you, a lot of persons are trying, lobbying to see how their name would also showcase in that
So you do feel that such appointment is going to improve the unemployment rates here in River State?
The 100,000 to that small number.
Whatever it is, whether it's 14,000, at least one more person is being, in quotes, any money for a few months. Isn't that going to help the...
If you take 100,000 persons out of three in River State, isn't that enough number for a huge amount of money helping the circulating the system? So there is a 100% impact. It is going to impact positively to the life of guys that will be looking to find their names on that list. So for me, he has done well for the people of River State. So this one he wants to do. Even if he wants to use it to win election, that is his own cup of tea. The money is going to be paid to the River sons and daughters. If your name is done, they don't think you there. As your civil servants are being paid, I've not heard since I came to River State that civil servants are owing their salary. He pays them. So nobody should come and complain that civil servants or political appointees are owed as civil servants. Everybody gets
to
work when they do.
All right. Thank you very much. Great to have heard from you this morning. All right. 90.3, final caller. Good morning, please.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome.
My name is Standard. I'm calling from LMS.
It's a pleasure to speak with you, Standard. We have 2 minutes, please.
All right, Jude, please. Let me even ask this question. What if these people are already employed? Why are we also looking at it from the perspective that all of them are unemployed? I have seen this thing has happened in my state before, from Abuja State.
Okay.
Where there were a number of people that were appointed as ACs and what have you to the government. Most of these people are already employed. They are working. But it's just a way of still adding their name for extra chopping. So what if 80% of these names are already employed, are already working? Is it now that you see that the scheme is not reducing unemployment?
Have you
thought of that? Maybe this might be a compensation for maybe people that work for them at the BUs, pulling units and all that. So they don't shortlist their names as another way of forms for choppings for them. And maybe most of them are already employed doing something else somewhere.
Well, it's a very valid proposition, a very valid thought. We can't, you know, honestly disavow that. There is a possibility that maybe one or two already have something they are doing, but you know what they say these days: you need multiple streams of income. So I can't really ascertain. Let's be very fair with that. But the question still remains: all of these appointments. Good for the economy. Like someone said, more money's going to come through. They can pay for more things, do more things at their home. All right. Okay, let's see. This one says, may I remind our Rivers people that money that will be paid to 100,000 persons is Rivers money. Whether we like it or not, politicians will keep embezzling. So if this is a way to get in a little from this government, then it is a welcome development, Escobar says. Okay. Interesting. Economically speaking, Jude, if 100,000 people are getting paid, it means that 100,000 people have more liquid funds to spend on the very basic amenities. In the short term, it is going to be very effective in improving the economy of the place. But you have to ask yourself, for how long is this going to be, and how many people already have jobs that they will need to leave just to get this juicy offer? Celestine is asking. Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer, Celestine. But once again, your, you know, your submissions are valid. Your questions, totally understandable. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the floods yet again. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.